Biden budget imports Afghans to U.S. for a decade despite vetting failures. By John Binder on March 29, 2022. President Joe Biden is asking Congress for more American taxpayer money to bring hundreds more Afghans to the United States, even as his own Department of Defense has concluded that the administration failed to vet a number of Afghans resettled in the U.S. since last year. As part of a nearly $6 trillion budget proposal, Biden is requesting Congress fund Afghan refugee resettlement to the U.S. for the next decade by increasing the number of special immigrant visas, SIVs, allocated every year. This month, Biden announced that he was giving temporary protected status, TPS, a quasi-amnesty, to nearly 75,000 Afghans living in the U.S. who do not have green cards or visas to permanently remain in the country. To date, more than 85,000 Afghans have been resettled in the U.S. by Biden. The budget request comes as the Biden administration failed to properly vet Afghans against counterterrorism databases, the Department of Defense's Inspector General revealed last month. As of November 2021, the report states, 50 Afghans already in the U.S. have been flagged for significant security concerns. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties have since disappeared in the U.S. in one instance. Only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged months ago for security concerns could be located. A majority of Americans, about 5 in 9, warned back in September 2021 that they did not believe the Biden administration was capable of properly vetting Afghans, including 83% of Republicans and those who lean Republican. Despite the survey, the resettlement was first authorized by 49 House and Senate Republicans, who joined Democrats in September 2021 to fund the resettlement to the sum of $6.4 billion. Then, in December 2021, 20 House and Senate Republicans helped Democrats pass an additional $7 billion in funds to ramp up the endless Afghan migration. As Breitbart News reported, the Afghan population in the U.S. has grown drastically, shooting up to 133,000 in 2019, which is more than three times the 44,000 Afghans who lived in the U.S. before the start of the Afghanistan War in 2001. Likewise, the majority of Afghan households in the U.S., about 65%, use at least one major form of welfare such as food stamps, cash assistance, or Medicaid. Every 5 years, refugee resettlement costs taxpayers nearly $9 billion. Over the course of a lifetime, taxpayers pay about $133,000 per refugee. And within 5 years of resettlement, roughly 16% will need taxpayer-funded housing assistance. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.